The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. You know, in line with the show, I'm pondering the age-old conundrum, how do you know what you don't know, but should?
That's an interesting question, and how do you answer that since you don't know what I don't know?
So, let's get to those did you knows. Did you know that it matters how many energy-efficient things you do at home before you see any positive effect on your utility bills?
Okay, so I tell you, it's not a matter of doing one thing.
Right. If you've done two or three things to make your home more energy efficient, maybe you've replaced your incandescent light bulbs with the CFLs or LEDs, or you know, bought an Energy Star appliance, you may still find that your bills, your energy bills, have gone up, and you may be scratching your head about that. So the reason may simply be that we have more stuff plugged in now than we did 5 or 10 years ago. Xboxes, all those chargers for our iPads, our iPhones, all the other stuff we use. And some of these things are real energy hogs. Plus, a lot of us tend to think, hey, if I use these CFLs, I can leave the lights on longer, right? Which, of course, negates the value of using some of the CFLs.
Yep.
You're just undermining your efforts because energy costs are going to go up.
So I've got more of this stuff, and that means, you know, more bills. Although the bills would still not be as high as they would be if I hadn't gotten the Energy Star appliances and things. So I'm still a little ahead of the game, but, yeah, what do I do to cut the bills?
Well, more projects equals more results. Like most things in life, the little things can really add up. So an energy efficient expert who contributes to the HouseLogic site says you'll really start noticing a difference in your utility bills if you make 4 or 5 energy efficient home improvements.
All right. Do these have to cost a lot of money?
No, not at all. In fact, I can give you a fast 5. How about that?
Okay, good.
Let's start with number 1. Caulk and seal all the places in your home where air can get in or get out. Just get a can of caulk and go to town. Good places to start are your windows and your utility openings into the house. Number 2, hire an HVAC contractor to see if any ducts are leaking and need to be resealed, and get an HVAC tune-up. You might end up spending a couple $100, but you can save significantly depending on how old or out of shape your HVAC system is. Number 3, replace your lights with CFLs or LEDs. We talked about that. They're both about 75% more efficient than the traditional incandescents. LEDs last the longest, up to about 50,000 hours, but they're also the most expensive. Number 4, program your thermostat. Now, a lot of people have programmable thermostats, but they don't actually program them. So if you can't figure out how to do it, find a 12 or 13-year-old who's hanging out in the neighborhood, invite them over for cookies, and point them at your programmable thermostat. They'll be able to work it out for you. Number 5, reduce the temperature on your water heater. The Department of Energy recommends 120 degrees is a good place to set it. That's also going to reduce the risk of scalding in your house. So now these things aren't big or expensive projects like, you know, replacing all your windows, but they're really smart and the savings can really add up when you do them all together.
All right. And I'll give you a tip on those programmable thermostats because I put one in recently. Very often the boxes that you get them in now at the hardware store have almost no instructions on them anymore. But you can go online to the manufacturer's site and you'll find a full manual there that will probably answer all of your questions to make it a lot easier for you.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll solve that problem. All right. What else should the smart homeowner know?
So did you know that you can tell if a tree will fall and possibly stop it?
Well, I do know trees can account for part of your property value, so that's probably a reason to try and keep that tree upright and healthy.
That's true. You also don't want it falling on your house.
Or your neighbor's house.
Absolutely. So a mature tree can actually account for as much as 10% of your assessed property value, to your point, depending on your market. So a couple of warning signs that your tree is leaning too much, and that is cracked or heaving soil, especially on the side opposite the lean, and exposed roots around the base of the tree. Now, some cures for this are to prune your branches to distribute the weight better, or have them pruned, and brace the trunk of the tree with cables attached to stakes on opposite sides of the tree. Make sure to pad the tree before placing those cables around the bark because it's kind of tender and you don't want to damage the tree.
Okay, got time for one more did you know?
Okay, did you know that your insurance company keeps a scorecard on you?
No, what about?
Every claim you make on your homeowner's insurance is recorded in an insurance industry database called, interestingly enough, CLUE, which is short for Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange. Now, almost all insurance companies use CLUE to check on the claims history of prospective policyholders. The CLUE insurance report also includes claims made on your home before you even bought it. So what's inside these reports can really affect your insurance premiums or even prevent you from getting coverage.
So what do I do with that knowledge?
Well, it's like your credit report, right? You can check it. So you could request a free copy of your CLUE report from the database service LexisNexis, and it'll also tell you how to dispute any errors that you find. Now, it's hard to say exactly how a claim on your CLUE report will affect your premium because insurance companies use a bunch of different risk calculations, but it can hurt. It takes less than an hour once a year to order the CLUE report and review it and, you know, correct any errors you might see.
We have a link to LexisNexis info on HouseLogic?
We do. Just visit houselogic.com/radio for links related to all the things that I talked about today.
All right. And you can make sure there's no mistakes on that CLUE report so you won't have a case of CLUE's blues.
You don't want to be clueless.
There you go. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. Remember, you can follow HouseLogic on Facebook. Pamela, as always, thank you. See you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.